Well, you might call an orange peel an orange.
Yeah, to peel that bacon.
No, 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 that's not what I'm after. What's the edge? It's real tough, you know.
Oh, striffing.
Striffing?
Yeah.
Or would you ever call it bacon rind?
Oh, bacon rind, that's where you cook grease out.
Oh, you cook grease out?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You can buy them in paper sacks.
Oh, I missed that one. What would you call bacon sliced?
Bacon sliced.
What's a boxer meat eating in the morning? It's made out of pork. It's ground up.
Gosh.
Alright, who prepares this meat for you?
Well, we used to at home ground use a mill at home, but later years we go to where the slaughter stop, and they got the mill, they fix it for you.
What do you call this fella that fixes it?
The butcher.
Meat has gone bad, you might say. The meat is spoiled. Alright. Have any other word you'd
tainted.
Tainted. Any others? Do you know what head cheese is?
No, I don't.
What is souse?
That's the hog head and feet and cooked bone, pressed.
You might say the butter is. Would you ever use the word rancid?
I never did hear it used.
Okay. If milk has been sitting out for a while and it's spoiled, you might say the milk is
sour.
Sour or
bleak.
Have any other words? Do you ever use curdled?
I've heard it used.
You don't use it yourself?
No.
Okay. What's this sort of cheese that comes in a little plastic tub and women eat it when they're on a diet?
Cottage cheese.
Talking about it.
Cottage cheese?
Yeah. What do you do to get the impurities out of fresh milk? You pour it. You just melt.
You strain it.
Okay. What do you call an apple pastry that's baked in a deep dish? What's a sweet liquid that's served with pudding?